Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
We've gotten over 20,000 votes within the last 24 hours.
Jeez.
For our Amp Crush Madness that is going down on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio, where you get to vote for your Amp artist crush to become the world's biggest crush.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we had the Sweet 16 matchups, and right now we're going to give you the results for the Elite Eight, who's going to move on to the next round, right? And you won't be able to vote for this till Monday. Oh. All right, but here we are. Some of these are definitely either going to shock you or get you pissed off, especially Chelsea.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
Uh-oh.
Right, you guys ready? Here it is. In the battle between Justin Bieber versus J Balvin, who do you think took that one right there?
Huh. Oof.
This one was close yesterday, right? I think J Balvin got him.
Yeah?
I was rooting for Justin Bieber just because I think he needs some love in his life.
Oh, fantastic. I'm sure he does.
Haley Baldwin, pick up the slack. You know.
J Balvin moves on, everybody.
J Balvin.
55% to 45%.
That's close.
All right. In the next battle, it was Khalid versus Drake.
Mm.
Brian, I know you're in love with Drake's beard.
I mean, that thing is groomed, finally.
It's lined up to perfection by his barber.
It's like someone did it with a laser.
Khalid, 41% versus 59%. Drake moves on to the Elite Eight, everybody. Okay.
Two for two.
All right, in the Amp Crush Madness. Harry Styles versus Jimin from BTS.
This is a tough one for me.
Harry Styles had him right out the gates, but the BTS army, once they
found out.
Well, yeah.
Once they get on board, it's tough.
Harry Styles had a huge lead. Was it enough to maintain for the last 24 hours? The answer is no.
Oh, man.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Jimin from BTS came in with 66% of the votes versus Harry Styles with 34%.
Okay.
Adios, Harry Styles.
It's a win-win.
Goodbye, mate.
That was horrible.
I don't know if that was Australian or British. My bad.
Definitely not British.
Hey, listen, man. Just chill out, dog.
It's Friday, man. Let me do my mites.
Chill, man. Chill. All right, we're continuing. Amp Crush Madness results. Nick Jonas versus Maluma.
It has to be Maluma. I'm going to storm out of this studio if it's not Maluma.
Problem with that Maluma picture is he looks amazing, but I don't think anyone knows Maluma yet. Like, not enough people know who Maluma is. Because when I saw it, I thought it was Eric Bana.
First of all, who the hell is Eric Bana?
Well, I just saw a movie with him in it. That's the only reason I know.
Maluma, bro. Huge.
Such a babe.
Latin music. Mm-hmm. Crossing over. He's huge, man. Out of Colombia. Has beautiful hair. He's going to get an Herbal Essence or... Head and Shoulders type of commercial. Anyways, Nick Jonas won.
No! That's it!
She's out!
She's storming off!
Bye. She's out! She's done!
Actually, I think she's really excited right now because she went out last night. And she's like, yo, I get to go home and go to sleep. Chelsea's coming back, everybody. She faked us. All right, Amp Crush Madness. That's very good. Very telenovela of you right there. All right, guys, we're continuing. We got four more battles to go through. Amp Crush Madness. Marshmello, who's a DJ that wears a helmet of a marshmallow, versus Travis Scott. Who do you think took
Marshmello?
This one?
Marshmello.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. 77%
Damn,
to 23.
It wasn't even close, bro.
Marshmello. I think he's going to be the Cinderella story of this, man. Shawn Mendes versus Post Malone. Post Malone representing us abstract looking folk.
Sorry, Posty.
and those that have tattoos in their face.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Shawn Mendes, 77% of the votes.
Damn. Yeah, that was
demolished. Post Malone.
Buzzsaw.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Last two. G-Eazy versus Offset in the cheaters bracket. Who do you think won in Amp Crush Madness? G-Eazy versus Offset.
I wanted Offset to win just because I'm rooting for him and Cardi. It's like rooting for the lesser of two evils.
Right.
But I think G-Eazy got it.
Yeah.
All right. The answer is landslide, guys. 78% to 22% in favor of G-Eazy.
I blame you, Kylie Jenner. She could have gotten on board with this, pushed him like she pushed his album.
Last but not least, here we go. M. Crush Madness. Versus Tyga. Who do you think took this one?
Oh, Bad Bunny.
Boricua
representing 65% to 35%. Bad Bunny took it, baby.
Bad Bunny, my man.
So there it is. So the Elite Eight, they're going to be going up against each other on Monday. J Balvin, Drake, Jimin, Nick Jonas, Marshmello, Shawn Mendes, G-Eazy, and Bad Bunny. Can I say this? Can we just add one more person to the list?
We should.
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X. It's like never ending.
Old Town Road, Country Trap. My man needs to be in M. Crush Madness.
Really?
Have you seen his horse dance?
So like the horse crip walks a little bit.
A horse crip walking.
Wow.
All right, so Monday you'll be able to vote for the Elite Eight.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.